This is Unit 95.
Pithy. P-I-T-H-Y. Brief, but full of meaning.
Your pithy advice set me straight in 5 minutes.
Folk wisdom is often expressed in pithy proverbs.
Pithy. P-I-T-H-Y. Brief, but full of meaning.
Rarefied. R-A-R-E-F-I-E-D. Extremely high or elevated. Lofty. Exalted.
I must admit, I feel a little out of place in such rarefied company.
She left her management career for the rarefied world of academics.
Rarefied. R-A-R-E-F-I-E-D. Extremely high or elevated. Lofty. Exalted.
Succor. S-U-C-C-O-R. Help or relief rendered in danger, difficulty, or distress. Assistance.
Your timely succor rescued me from an embarrassing situation.
The president promised speedy succor to the flood victims.
Succor. S-U-C-C-O-R. Help or relief rendered in danger, difficulty, or distress. Assistance.
Acerbic. A-C-E-R-B-I-C. Severe of temper, disposition, or mood. Sour. Harsh.
She loves the acerbic taste of lemons so much that she eats them rind and all.
You'd better sweeten your acerbic manner or you'll drive away all our customers.
Acerbic. A-C-E-R-B-I-C. Severe of temper, disposition, or mood. Sour. Harsh.
Bucolic. B-U-C-O-L-I-C. Pertaining to a quiet life in the country. Pastoral.
Don retired to a bucolic existence in rural Idaho.
I prefer bucolic vacations, but my husband likes non-stop activity.
Bucolic. B-U-C-O-L-I-C. Pertaining to a quiet life in the country. Pastoral.
Now let's review the 5 words you have just learned.
Pithy. Brief, but full of meaning. Pithy.
Rarefied. Extremely high or elevated. Lofty. Exalted. Rarefied.
Succor. Help or relief rendered in danger, difficulty, or distress. Assistance. Succor.
Acerbic. Severe of temper, disposition, or mood. Sour. Harsh. Acerbic.
Bucolic. Pertaining to a quiet life in the country. Pastoral. Bucolic.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words.
Pithy comes from a Danish word which means the seed or kernel of a fruit or vegetable. The pith of the matter, then, is the kernel, the heart, the very essence of what's going on. In our last note, we encourage you to develop trenchant communication to cut through what's less important for the sake of expressing what is essential. Trenchant statements are often pithy.
Pithy statements are often trenchant, but the two words are different in meaning. Trenchant emphasizes the cutting, sharp aspect of your language. Trenchant communications are often brief, but not necessarily. One can write quite a long but trenchant criticism of a complex contract proposal, for example.
Pithy statements are always brief and simple. They are often sharp and biting, but sometimes gentle. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, for example, is a pithy proverb that is not trenchant at all. It is gentle and charming. While General McAuliffe's famous reply to the Nazi commander at Bastogne, "Nuts," is both as pithy and trenchant as one can get.
So when someone is asking your sage advice in a friendly, relaxed situation which allows you to ruminate, you could very appropriately give a pithy response that's not all that trenchant. But in a high-pressure, competitive arena in which you need to convey not only substance but also power, craft language that is as trenchant as possible.
You are 475 words richer now. We're on the home stretch.